From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM, first of all. Also, welcome 810 KGO San Francisco to the growing list of Coast to Coast affiliates. We are so proud to be on your station. Great to be back in San Francisco. Later on tonight, I'll walk on the paranormal side, but here's what's happening. It's getting tense, folks. The Chinese Army has reportedly deployed 150,000 troops to the North Korean border to prepare for preemptive attacks after the United States dropped airstrikes on Syria. President Donald Trump's missile strike on Syria Friday was widely interpreted as a warning to North Korea, and now China has deployed medical and backup units from the People's Liberation Army forces to the Yalu River. Meanwhile, Russia and Iran have said they will respond to further American military actions following the airstrike in Syria last week. In a joint statement, the command center for the two countries and allied groups said, "We will respond to any aggression." It's getting tense. Let's check in with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Jerry, something's happening here. I feel it. I don't know. I want your take on it.
Well, first of all, I think, George, the United States is now being more assertive under President Trump in international affairs. I mean, clearly the missile strike in Syria and sending basically an armada fleet toward North Korea, these are pretty aggressive acts. And in the Obama administration, they would have been unexpected. We didn't, typically get this kind of confrontation. So there's a realignment going on, and you're seeing a reaction with Russia and China, Iran, North Korea, all posturing. There's difficulty with all this, George, is any instant could trigger a major war.
A huge war, Jerry.
Unpredictable. Yeah, and that's, if we did a missile strike on North Korea and China retaliated, or North Korea invaded South Korea, you've got a triggering of events where it's unpredictable what the outcome is going to be, and very frightening in a regional or a global war. Now, that's the problem with these kind of military adventures and military actions, is you really don't know the outcome because you can't fully predict what the other side is going to do.
Jerry, the USS Carl Vinson and its carrier group are headed to Australia. They have gone on now toward North Korea, to that region of the world. China is getting tense. Russia seems to be getting tense. I mean, is anybody going to do something really foolish here?
It could happen, George. I mean, I don't think the Carl Vinson is going to attack North Korea without some provocation. But all it would take would be a missile strike, or to have Kim Jong-un fire missiles at the ships or even towards Japan, which could be considered as a act requiring some retaliation. If we strike with missiles North Korea, I can't imagine that China's just going to sit around and let it happen. And that's the same problem we've got with Russia, is that this is a reassertion of U.S. power, but it's unpredictable in terms of being able to cause a regional or a global war. And, I mean, the consequences of this are catastrophic.
Jerry, now I want you to put something in perspective for us. Friday's missile attack in Syria, we spent about $94 million in those Tomahawk missiles.
Correct.
You look at that situation, and you know that we warned the Russians that we were going to be doing something and to get their personnel out of the way. You know that the Russians then warned the Syrians. So this attack was not launched for fatalities. It was done to do what? Because the next day, that area was being used for jets taking off again from either Russian or Syrian fighter jets. So what was the purpose?
The stated purpose was that was the base from which supposedly the chemical attacks came, and the United States wanted to destroy the facility, if not destroy it, at least make it more difficult to use, and destroy the chemical weapons or destroy the planes that have been used in the attack. It's a problem in terms of, let's say we decided we're going to take out Iran's nuclear facilities. I mean, they're going to be deeply embedded. They're going to be hidden. It's going to be difficult to do. No one military, it's always the problem with military action, is you imagine it's going to be very successful. You imagine what the results are going to be, and it doesn't turn out that way. It turns out causing a much more catastrophic situation. Look at how long we've been in Afghanistan. Look at how long we've been in Iraq. And, you know, what have we really accomplished? These are very important questions. And, you know, I think for people like myself who are very hesitant to think that military action is going to be very successful, these are extremely dangerous times.
We're going to be talking to you extensively this week, Jerry, and for the coming weeks, I'm afraid. A study by Mexico's top university has revealed that at least 800 species of wildlife will be adversely affected by President Trump's planned 2,000-mile border wall with Mexico. Research published by ecologists has shown that an impassable physical barrier placed in the area will hold back jaguars, black bears, sheep, and will disrupt their pattern of migration as to cause a natural catastrophe. A husband fatally shot his estranged wife in her classroom at San Bernardino, California's North Park Elementary School. Then he killed himself. Two students were injured in the murder-suicide. One child later, an 8-year-old, died as well. Hackers are targeting the growing population of third-party sellers on Amazon.com, using stolen credentials to post fake deals and simply steal the cash. Not giving up a seat on an overbooked flight led to an upsetting scene on a United Airlines flight on Sunday. Several passengers on the United Flight 3411 from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport to Louisville, Kentucky, captured video as a man was dragged off the plane by authorities after he apparently refused to leave. Audra Bridges posted a 31-second clip on that incident on Facebook, which showed three men in black shirts and black baseball caps yanking a middle-aged man out of a seat. The man dragged him down the aisle while someone was screaming, could be heard in the background. An Italian man has been granted a divorce after claiming that his wife was possessed by the devil. Well, here's somebody who's not possessed by the devil, Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky. What do we got this week, Stephen?
Great, George. You know, this is an amazing month, George. April's turning out to be super spectacular, and here we go again. You know, on the 19th of this month, the listeners should know, if they don't already, that a 2,000-foot asteroid, known as Asteroid 2014 JO25, passes within about 1 million miles of the Earth. And while that's not kind of unusual as we talk about these near-Earth asteroids, George, this is the closest that an object that size has passed the Earth since the passage of this asteroid known as Tau Tatis, that would be about a 3.1-mile object in diameter, that passed us in 2004, but no need to worry, as the astronomers tell us. For sky watchers in the morning sky, we have a brand new comet that can be seen, though you need to have a pair of binoculars. It's called Comet Pan-STARRS 2015 ER61. What you probably want to do is look into the early morning skies just before dawn, into the constellation of Aquarius. Star chart in hand, you may get to see this small smudge with a small tail, an interesting comet as it passes through our skies. But, George, we save the best for last, as always, the live sky. And for the observers out there that have clear skies, and many do, you'll notice this spectacular, full pink moon. And just to the upper right, yes, that's the planet that we've been talking about so long, the planet Jupiter. And those of you that have a small telescope or even binoculars know this. The satellite Io has just popped out, and I'm watching it now, on the eastern limb of Jupiter. You can see it in a small telescope, even high-powered binoculars. Ganymede, of course, Europa, and Callisto, all to the right, making this a most spectacular time, George, to see Jupiter. It's now at its closest, some 414 million miles. Takes light a little over 37 minutes to get there. Don't miss it, because in April, I should say, in closing, we have some really spectacular things to talk about. Always remember to keep your eyes to the skies.
God, you make it so exciting, Stephen. Thank you so much. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us. I'm going to give you a phone number. They've got an army of people standing by already to help you, to answer your questions. That's 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, and, of course, their website, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. As you know, we talk with Doc Wallach once a month at least about things that help you and get your health revved up and everything else. I've got a story to get Doc's reaction to, and then we'll get into our chat with him. And we will take calls very shortly for the next hour and a half with Dr. Joel Wallach. And I hope that we can help some of you through some of your ailments, if you have them, indeed. Doc, a woman that was suffering from eczema is dead after she received an IV of turmeric solution from a naturopathic practitioner. She was rushed to the hospital. She was going to receive 250 milliliters of an infusion of turmeric. The doctor had already given her 5 milliliters when all of a sudden she was unresponsive and she died. He called 911. You know what? We love turmeric, and we've talked about it for years on this program, but you're not supposed to do it in an IV form, are you?
No, it's a great spice, and of course it has wonderful antioxidant properties, can fend off bad things, but certainly I wouldn't give it IV.
Very sad story indeed, and which brings up the bigger question, Doc. How do people know what to do to take care of themselves? The FDA, if it regulates anything, doesn't regulate that. What do people do? How do they know?
Well, the first thing they have to do is take some responsibility and learn a little bit. I would definitely get second, third, and fourth opinions when it comes to anything IV, as opposed to just whatever the doctor says. In fact, Mayo Clinic just came out yesterday, I think it was, it said 88% of the people who ask a second opinion of another professional on health issues, especially diagnoses and treatment, 88% of the second opinion is always different from the first opinion.
88%? That's astronomical, Doc.
That's the Mayo Clinic study. Just came out.
And so let's say Doctor 1 says, you have, God forbid, cancer, and you go and get a second opinion from another doctor, you're saying 88% of those second opinions change that first decision?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh.
The first diagnosis is incorrect.
Wow, that's frightening, isn't it?
Yes. Well, as you can imagine, you know, I give lectures. Last year, I gave 400 lectures across this great country and some parts of foreign countries, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, and Okinawa, Philippines, stuff like that. And most of the people who come to me, because our average longevity associate and member can pass on simple information, you know, we need 90 essential nutrients, get rid of the bad foods, that sort of stuff. But the ones that I get are really troublesome. They will say, well, I've been being treated for Lyme's disease chronically. I said, well, how long have you been being treated for Lyme's disease? Oh, 25 years. 25 years. I've been getting antibiotics every day for 25 years. Well, Lyme's disease is easily killable with antibiotics in 2 weeks, just like syphilis. You can kill syphilis in 2 weeks with penicillin. And so any doctor who's treating you every day with antibiotics for 25 years for Lyme's disease is milking you like a milk cow, okay? He doesn't know what your problem is, but the insurance company will pay him for Lyme disease, so he diagnoses you with Lyme disease and just keeps treating you. And so these are the sort of thing I just scratch my head. Why would a person get, and not even Google it or look it up in the Merck manual or something like that and say, oh, you take this antibiotic and 2 weeks Lyme disease is gone. Why has this guy been treating me for 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the sort of thing that there's many, many physicians are very smart people. But they're ignorant. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and assume they're ignorant. But there's a percentage who are just downright crooks.
Doc, I'm in St. Louis right now. I left Los Angeles, but we went to Denver first, Tom and I, to do our television shows, our Beyond Belief shows, and before I headed back here to St. Louis. And I got to tell you, you feel guilty if you don't take your supplements and vitamins. And what I'm doing now is I've got that little pill capsule, and I fill it up with everything that I take when I'm on the road. And tell me about that feeling of why one feels guilty if you don't take your supplements.
Well, in the beginning, if you know why you're taking them, You know, we need certain things. And then, of course, if you have a health challenge, whether it's arthritis or high blood pressure or diabetes, these sorts of things, and you know, gosh, I feel good. I don't have pain in my joints when I take the supplements. My blood sugar is under control. My high blood pressure is under control. I'm not on meds. And then you forget them at home or whatever, and you don't take them for 3 or 4 days. You begin to feel the difference. Our genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres, no matter how good they are just blueprints. You need the 90 essential nutrients for them to have the raw materials to do their very best job. So to maximize your genetic potential for health and fending off disease and longevity, you need the 90 essential nutrients. This is called epigenetics, and it supersedes the failed theory of genetics. Genetics, of course, says that we're supposed to have good genes or bad genes. Well, that's not true. You have good genes, but if you don't have the 90 essential nutrients to make them happy so they can maximize their ability to support maintenance repair, you're going to feel bad. And you notice this. People who felt bad for years, they get on the 90 essential nutrients. Gosh, in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it just turns everything around. And then you forget, oh, gosh, I'm going to suffer for a week here. You know you're going to suffer.
Yeah. We're with Doc Wallach, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. And take some time every day just to take a look at their website, because they update it quite often with incredible stories and health-related issues that hopefully will help you. And here's a toll-free number where we throw out a lot of information when Doc Wallach's on the program. Keep this number to call, because people will give you the information that you may not be able to have captured because of our conversation tonight. It's 855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Great people on. You have assembled, by the way, Doc, an incredible team of people who are not only smart and knowledgeable about what they talk about, but they're nice people, Doc.
You're exactly right, George. I've been very fortunate over 40 years to assemble a team. Many of these people have been with me for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And these are people who are students of the information. And their greatest joy on earth is to help somebody else eliminate a health problem that they've been suffering from for years and years and years. They've gone to 20 doctors. We have people who are on 30 prescriptions from 8 specialists. 30 prescriptions, George. And in 90 days or off of every one of those prescriptions, their doctors have helped them come off of them because they're doing so much better. Even the doctor can recognize their improvements. And
that's great.
It's an amazing thing. And so I'm so proud of our team. And you're very correct. This is a great team of people. And certainly we could not do what we're doing without our great team of people. And of course, you're amongst the top people, because you help us get the information out. We really love you and appreciate you.
Well, you know, let me just paraphrase a quick story. We do a monthly luncheon series in Los Angeles. And on the last one we did with psychic Joseph Jacobs, a woman came up to me and she was in tears, Doc. And she said, I just want to thank you. And I said, for what? You know, thanks for being here. I should be thanking you. And she said, no, thanks for bringing Doc Wallach to us. You folks have saved my life. I was overweight. I was unhealthy. And in the year plus you've been talking to Doc Wallach, I have been listening religiously. I've lost a lot of weight, as you can see. And I'm part of his army now, too. I'm working with them, doing whatever I have to do. And it was just worth it, Doc, to see her face.
Oh, yeah. Getting a paycheck is good to pay your bills, but it doesn't make you feel like a testimony like that when somebody voluntarily comes up and gives you a hug and tells you how wonderful they feel because you've given them information.
No, not at all. Doc Wallach's phone number again is 855-949-7234, criticalhealthnews.com. You enjoy this. You travel how often now?
Well, I travel right now. I'm at 325 days a year. And so I get home, you know, for a couple of days over Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, because nobody wants me then.
Your traveling is like my on-air schedule. I mean, we're just always there doing what we love.
Yes, and of course, as you point out, George, just the feedback – from people who have benefited from the information is really something. And that's why we're so happy that you've given us the opportunity to spread the information.
Well, it's great information, Doc. We're going to take phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM with Doc Wallach. By the looks of things, you're already calling, but we'll give you the numbers in just a moment. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. We'll be taking your calls for the next hour and a half, hoping to help some of you, maybe all of you. You never know. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, and that's a part of that army I was talking about that you just heard. Doc Wallach with us, CriticalHealthNews.com. The phone number to call for help and assistance is 855-949-7234. You've got our number to call to talk with Doc Wallach now. Doc, I have an email that has come in from Sue, and she says she's got severe glaucoma. Is there anything you could recommend to help her?
Sure. Well, glaucoma, of course, is pressure inside the eye, and there are surgeries that can relieve the pressure. There are medications or drops they put in the eye to relieve the pressure, and these are stopgap measures. They will relieve the symptoms and prevent blindness, but the disease will continue to slowly advance. Basically, what's happening, George, is when you have glaucoma, you're getting plaque in the little arteries inside the eye. And thus the pressure goes up. So you have to do two things. Number one, you have to stop the ongoing damage, which means you have to give up the foods that inflame the arteries, whether it's in your brain, your heart, your eye, kidneys, and results in plaque in the arteries. This means no fried foods. Got to give up the fried foods. Got to give up processed meats, so things like deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, spam, all that's got to go. And then no oils are very egregious oils, and people don't understand this because everybody's told them oils are good. But oils, when they oxidize, which is very easy for them to oxidize in the presence of oxygen, just breathing will bring in oxygen, and you get what's called trans fats, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides. These are extremely irritating substances, and they inflame the arteries, and the artery responds by making plaque. The artery makes plaque. Plaque isn't made from cholesterol and saturated fat. That was a scam. That was a sales campaign, and doctors were so good at demonizing cholesterol and saturated fat that they created a whole handful of other diseases. Well, so you get rid of all these bad things, including oils. It means no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, sausages, and cooking oils, and no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats. And then we have a series of nutrients. Of course, we have the basic program, which everybody needs, whether you're a turtle or a fish or a human being or a flamingo.
or a plant, right?
Plant doesn't need 90 essential nutrients. Plant only needs three.
Really?
Yeah. Plant only needs three from the soil, and they get carbon dioxide from the air to make carbon-based things like vitamins, amino acids,
right,
and fatty acids. But plants only need three elements, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. We need 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And so you give the basic program, which is a very basic one we call the Healthy Start Pack. It's actually 247 nutrients, including the 90 essentials. And then we have actually antioxidants that are specially made for the blood vessels to help the blood vessel heal itself. My favorite is Ultimate Daily Classic, three words, Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I take 9 of those a day just for prevention. I take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner, just for prevention. And so for 100 pounds, per 100 pounds, people need to take 3 of those twice a day. That'll be 1 bottle a month. And these will support healthy blood pressure, healthy pressure in your eye, support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. But you have to get rid of the bad stuff so you're not continuing to re-injure those arteries. Then the pressure in the eye goes down. And based on actual pressure measurements in the doctor's office, you can actually slowly reduce the number of drops and wean off the medication, go back to a normal life and normal vision.
A lot of people have been smoking pot and using marijuana drops for glaucoma as well. Is that pretty effective?
Well, marijuana, like most seeds, you know, when you use marijuana seeds, they have an oil in them, just like wheat germ oil, flax oil, these sorts of things. They're omega-3s, and they usually are in the proper ratio between the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, which is very important, the ratios. And they can prevent blood clots and reduce the possibility of a stroke or a blood clot type of stroke. Also, coronary thrombosis, where you get a blood clot in a coronary artery, which, by the way, Carrie Fisher, you know, Princess Leia from Star Wars, actually died from. Okay, she died of a omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. Now, there's nothing magic about the omega-3 oils from pot, from marijuana. Any seed gives you omega-3s. And so if a person is an addictive type of person and they're on medication, mm-hmm. which is sedative, I would kind of stay away from it.
Doc, what about CoQ10? I'm told that that is very important, especially for the heart.
Yes, well, CoQ10 actually facilitates oxygen transfer through the cell membranes into the cells. So you're going to maximize your oxygen, which maximizes the function of any cell, whether it's brain or eye or heart or liver or kidney or muscle. And so CoQ10 is absolutely essential. And, of course, our 90 Essential Nutrients has the CoQ10 in it. And it's one of those things where if you're taking the 90 Essential Nutrients and staying away from the bad foods, you'll make enough yourself. We don't need much or any outside supplementation. It's something your body has the capacity to make. But when you have problems, you have oxygen shortage, people feel tired all the time, they get fibromyalgia, and they just ache all over. Here's a case where you do want to supplement with CoQ10, and will facilitate more oxygen getting into the cells and brings your energy up.
Doc, who came up with the percents of the recommended daily allowance of any kind of supplement? You know, they say it's 60% of what you need, or it's 100% of what you need, but who came up with that number?
This goes back about 100 years ago when vitamins and minerals began to be sold over the counter in drugstores and grocery stores and health food stores and this sort of thing. And the doses were all over the place. And usually a person is not going to overdose on vitamins and minerals. You might overdose with herbs. They're plant medicines, and they have the potential for overdose. But with vitamins and minerals, you can actually take quite a bit of overdose over the minimum daily requirements and not have a problem. Because these are artificial suppositions. These are sort of guesstimates by government agencies such as the FDA and the Center for Disease Control and this sort of thing. And they have a bell-shaped curve system for all nutrients. You don't have enough, you get diseases. Here's the optimal amounts. Your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres should function at optimal levels. Then when you start getting too much, you can start getting also negative symptoms. Some easy ones to think of. When you get too much niacin, vitamin B3, you get itchy skin and redness and flushing.
You flush, yeah.
Uncomfortable, yeah. You take too much vitamin C, you get diarrhea. If you're pregnant and you take too much vitamin E, excuse me, if you're pregnant and you take too much vitamin A, you could cause microcephaly in the baby. It can cause a birth defect.
Is it better, though, to have less or more if you had a choice?
Well, it depends on the nutrient. Okay, some nutrients you can take a lot, you know, above the minimum daily requirement, doesn't hurt you, like vitamin B12, it doesn't hurt to take more. But again, if you're a pregnant woman, vitamin A excess can, if you're in the first 3 months of pregnancy, can contribute to a negative impact.
All right, that's good information to have. Let's take these calls here, Doc, and next hour we'll take more calls for you. Sally in North Dakota, welcome to the program. Sally, go ahead.
Hey, George, it's me again, and it's really nice to be able to talk to the doctor again. Yes, here's my question.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I have a 14-year-old granddaughter who has been very ill for over a month, and it started out with a cold and then laryngitis, and now she's got these tremors. And I saw her today for the first time in several weeks. And, I mean, it's like, do you remember the old thing they used to say, St. Vitus dance? Her whole arms are just waving, and she can't settle down. And anyway, she's been going to a therapist.
Okay, and wait a minute, stop. What do the doctors say that she has?
They've done MRI. They've done every diagnostic test known to man other than spinal. They say that it is involuntary, but it is psychological.
Psychological? Okay. Did you say, Sally, that she has tumors popping up?
She has what now?
Did you say she has tumors popping up?
No, I did not say that.
All right, I thought she said tumors, Doc.
No, she has tremors.
Tremors, okay.
Yeah. Tremors.
Yeah, I heard the tremor part.
Bad.
All right.
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Waving all the time.
Okay, I got it, Sally. Okay. So, does she have any skin issues? Does she have a dry skin, rough skin, red skin,
eczema? No, she does not, but she did have an eye problem, and this is important. She has taken antibiotics, doxycycline, and one other bacterial medicine for something that I can't remember. But she's got very, very pale skin.
Okay. And did she ever have, before she had this cough and so forth, did she ever have asthma or bronchitis?
Yes, she did have bronchitis.
Okay. And does she have any brothers and sisters?
No, she's an only child.
Okay. Okay. And her mother, you're very familiar with her, right?
Oh, of course, my daughter.
Okay.
She better be.
Yeah, right.
Did your daughter have it? So she's your biological daughter.
Yeah.
And she has no... did your daughter have any history of bronchitis or asthma or skin problems?
Well, no, but my daughter has had a psychological problem of rubbing her thighs. Rubbing.
With her hands, or with her thigh on thigh, or hands on her thighs, or what?
It was her hands on her thighs,
Okay. And did she say she itched, or did she itch, or why was she rubbing herself?
Just a stress thing.
Okay.
Stressed out. Go ahead.
Lena is very, very stressed because she's missed so much school.
Okay, sure. I understand that. She's missing her friends and all that kind of stuff. Now, let's go to yourself. Do you have any history of skin problems or respiratory problems?
I do have respiratory problems, yes.
Okay, and they are asthma, bronchitis, COPD. What do you got?
I do have asthma and COPD.
You're okay, leading up to something, Doc. I know how you work.
Well, see, all of these questions have been a bingo here. And I had suspicions at the beginning, and everything that Sally has shared with us has confirmed this. The basic problem in your family, Sally, is you have a gluten intolerance. The reason why doctors can't recognize this, because except for a biopsy where they take a piece of the intestine and look at it in the microscope, they can do all the CAT scans and MRIs, blood tests, they'll never see it. Okay? A typical medical diagnosis will not, it takes questions and answers as opposed to diagnostic tests to understand this. So, yourself, your daughter, and your granddaughter all need to get on a drop-dead gluten-free diet. I mean, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats.
No cheating, I guess, Doc, right?
No fussing and cheating. That means the dog food, cat food, bird food, grandma, people who come to help clean the house, merry maids, all that kind of stuff, they have got to also be gluten-free because of cross-contamination in the laundry, the food preparation surfaces, the couches where people watch TV, and so forth, and hugging and the welcoming kiss and hug when family members meet will cross-contaminate your child and your granddaughter and yourself. So everybody needs to be aware of this. We actually have a CD called Cereal Killers. It goes into all the hidden places you find gluten, which could be in gravy. They'll even put gluten in, you know, canned chicken rice soup. Now, why would they put wheat in canned chicken rice soup? Well, it thickens it. And if you read the label very carefully, it'll say that. Or maybe they'll bag something like nuts on shared equipment that bags soy and wheat products, like trail mix and pretzels and so forth. And just the dust gets in there. And these are enough to contaminate the person. Dog food, cat food are highly important because everybody loves their dogs and cats. They get dry dog and cat food. The first four ingredients are usually wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And just the dust from feeding the dog and cat, the dry dog food and cat food bag will contaminate you. So how much does this a child weigh, you know?
Well, she's 14, and she does weigh about 150.
Okay, 150 pounds. So she's a little overweight.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
And so I would get her on two, what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, which are what we call our heavy hammer here.
You do it by weight, Doc, don't you?
Yes, it all goes by weight. Exactly right. So we're more accurate. And, of course, this means the more accuracy, the more benefit the patient will get out of the program. Now, this contains the basic 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids. But it does have a couple of secret sauces in there, which are good for blood vessels and good for the brain. So two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And then I would also throw in what we call de-stress capsules, capital D like David Dash-Stress. And this product is responsible for supporting healthy metabolism of the brain. Now, people forget our brain requires 90 essential nutrients. And when you cannot absorb these things because your intestine changes in a negative way, your granddaughter may be only absorbing 5% of her nutrition. She's getting calories, which are very small molecules, 5 and 6 carbons long, very tiny little molecule, easily absorbed. So the symptom of these deficiencies is cravings, or are cravings.
Doc, when they say things are gluten-free, what exactly does that mean? How do they take gluten out of something that would be made with a wheat product?
Well, they can't.
They can't, okay.
No, there is no such thing as a gluten-free wheat product or a gluten-free oat product or rye product and so forth. So when something says gluten-free, for instance, it could be made with rice and sweet potatoes or buckwheat and sweet potatoes or buckwheat, rice, and millet. And so when it says gluten-free, that means, and you still have to read the labels because is it prepared on equipment or packaged on equipment that also packages wheat products. But if it says gluten-free, they have to totally avoid wheat, barley, and oats.
Well, now, if they go off gluten, this family that you're talking about, how soon do they see results?
Well, if they're drop-dead gluten-free and everybody's just, I mean, really obsessive about avoiding gluten, and they're taking the 90 essential nutrients, kids especially, I've seen them get rid of eczema and asthma, bowel problems in 2 weeks that they've had for 10, 12 years. I actually had one, a very famous pastor from Atlanta, Georgia, Pastor Creflo Dollar, one of my favorite guys. The Emory University told him his 11-and-a-half-year-old daughter had terrible genetic form of asthma that black people get because she was not responding to maintenance medication or emergency medication. He said she's not going to live to be 12. And they called me, and I said, well, they're lying to you because there is no such thing as a genetic form of asthma in black kids. That's nonsense. And so she's not absorbing because she has a gluten problem. All I did was hear the story in 30 seconds. I knew it was
you knew. You knew right away. Doc, stay with us. We're at the top of the hour already. We're going to come back for a final hour with you of phone calls as we talk about your health with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, if the information buzzes by you too quickly, people there to help you at 855-949-7234. He always sets this up when he's on the show. We'll be back.